98.9 Kiss FM. Most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today it's Drew and Casey, too. And our numerologist, she gets to come in about once a month, Sunita Sitara, and she is in studio with us this afternoon. We're going to do something kind of different today with Sunita. Usually we talk about your career, maybe where you live, maybe what kind of year you're in because of your numbers, but today we're going to do it a different way.
That's
right.
And
this is going to be really fun.
It's going to be what happens tomorrow or what tomorrow holds in store for you, right, Sunita?
Yep, that's right.
First of all, hello.
Hello.
And welcome. It's good to see you.
It's so good to see you.
You're so sweet. She makes our day.
I know. We're so glad to have you back, too.
Thank you.
I know you brighten our listeners' day, but you also brighten our day, too.
Do I really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad.
You should have seen No Smile miles before, but now we got smiles, so it's all good.
It was ugly in here, Sunita.
Was it ugly?
It was ugly, and now it's beautiful.
Let me just kind of figure out who it was that was being kind of bratty.
No, you don't want to know.
she knows.
It wasn't between us, though. No. It was all good.
It was all between us.
Hey, did you go see the U2 concert?
Yes.
Wow.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, but I had to go.
Somewhere in the crowd is 60,000,
yeah,
right?
I think my daughter knows, but I mean, it was amazing.
Did you see the Black Eyed Peas?
Yes.
Weren't they good?
My son-in-law said we have to leave here at 4 in the afternoon. And we did.
Yeah? And yeah. You got down there early?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have to.
You
have
I
to.
Know.
I know.
You and might then, as well.
Yeah, and then we didn't get home till like 2 in the morning. What time did you get
about
home?
About 2?
Yeah.
Because of the traffic? Yeah.
I know.
But it was worth it.
It was so worth it.
So fun.
Here's what I ask everybody at the U2 show. Could you see Bono with your own eyes, or could you see Bono on the big screen?
Because that was... I could see him with my own eyes.
Okay, so you see, you were in the good seats then.
I think so.
I saw Bono on a big giant screen, but it was still fun.
Wow.
I mean, there was an ant-like thing that was running around, but yeah, I mostly just watched him on a giant TV. It was worth it, though.
But wasn't that screen amazing?
Yeah, it was.
So awesome.
And the sound was awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Well, we're going to take calls for you right now.
Yes.
460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless phone, and you just need the birthday.
Yes.
Not the year.
Not the year. I want to know, like, I was born January 12th, so I need January 12th, and then I'm going to tell you the kind of day you're going to have tomorrow.
Wow.
I know.
Are you ready to go now, or do you need a song?
I need a song.
Okay, we're going to play a song.
Because this is a little bit more math than I'm used to.
Hey, believe, don't ask us for help, because you're not going to get it when it comes to math.
Well, I've been talking to you guys, because I missed you so much.
I know, we miss you too. All right, well, we'll take a break, we'll get some more calls, and then we'll figure out what holds in store.
For tomorrow.
The birthday, just for tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Great. Thank you.
460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. It's Drew and Casey along with our numerologist, Sunita Sitara, on Kiss FM.
Slowly where you are, come back down. Now tell me your name.
98.9 Kiss FM. It's Drew and Casey, too, playing the most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today. Our numerologist, Sunita Sitara, is in studio with us this afternoon, and she's going to tell you what kind of a day you're going to have tomorrow. And keep in mind, she's very positive. You don't say anything mean or negative, ever.
I don't.
Ever.
No, I never do, because I just look at the world in a positive way.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
Good things are going to happen to everybody tomorrow.
Everybody tomorrow, yes.
That's right.
I guarantee it.
Wow, she's good.
Guarantee it.
We need to elect you president if you can guarantee that.
I want to be president, but we've talked about this before.
Yes.
You know, I'm a citizen, but I wasn't born here. We need to change it.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Let's start thinking positive.
You can still be a governor. Arnold Schwarzenegger's showing that. You can still be governor.
I can do it.
All right.
Yes.
You got our vote.
Hey, if you want more info on Sunita Sitara, we have a link on our website at 989kissfm.com. Put in the keyword numerology.
Yeah.
Yes.
Numerology, and it'll take you straight to your website, which, beautiful picture, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Did you look at the
Oh, just
good.
Now.
Cool.
Looks great.
I look good.
You look beautiful. All right. Let's start taking some calls.
Okay.
Dylan, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm just stuck in traffic. How are you?
We're doing great. Say hello to Sunita.
Hey, Dylan.
Hello. It's a pleasure meeting you. I feel like I've won the lottery just by being on the show.
Oh, yay!
How sweet.
Your day is going to be extra special tomorrow.
I'll keep you another day.
He's working it.
Someone's going to win the lottery.
Well, listen, Dylan.
When's your birthday?
My birthday is October 3rd.
Okay.
Whoa, October 3rd. You know what? Just by doing that, you're a very creative person. But I'm going to tell you your day tomorrow is going to be a one day, and it's going to be the day of creation. Start something new tomorrow. You need to plan out your plan of action. Plant new seeds and take the lead. And are you going to be applying for a job or anything?
Actually, I've just started a new roofing business here in town with my father, and it's going pretty well. So things are kind of under plan and design right now as we speak.
Great.
So it's a good thing to hear.
Oh, great. So tomorrow you will be just like in the right zone as far as, you know, the plan of action. Trust your intuition and get moving. So I predict great things for you.
All right.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. You feel great all the time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening and holding on.
Let's see. A guy with a roofing business.
Yes.
Good day tomorrow would mean a hailstorm tonight. and then he gets to go out and do some good work tomorrow.
That's right. So maybe I need to just have a conversation about the weather. Because,
you should.
You know, hey, do you know why we had such good weather for the U2 concert?
Why?
Because of you?
Yes.
How did I know?
We're taking you everywhere. Could you do something about the cold, though? It was a little chilly out there.
I could work on that.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
Hello. Tell us your birthday.
9/21.
Okay. And you said August 21?
September 21st.
September
21st. September 21st. Okay.
So you are going to be on a 9-day, and the 9-day really basically means you need to volunteer and give your energy to other people. You need to get rid of things that are, you know, choking up your creative ability and explore your new surroundings. You need to just spread your wings, and in case you need to be in the public, like, you should have a concert tomorrow night.
Oh.
Well, that'd be good. I'm singing at work.
Tomorrow night you're singing at work?
Well, perfect. Tomorrow day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's perfect.
Wow.
It's awesome.
So, yeah.
Oh, you will do really well. You'll have all of your creative faculties around you. That'll be wonderful.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you
picked a good... What do you have to sing for tomorrow at work?
We're doing 12 Days of Christmas, but the 12 Days of a Rollout.
Oh, very nice.
Of the executive committee.
I like it.
Well, yeah. Good luck.
It sounds like some nice team-building stuff going on.
Yeah. Thanks for calling today. Good luck tomorrow. I'm glad we don't have to sing in front of people that we work with.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
That would be pretty bad.
460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. If you want to talk to Sunita, give us a call. We've got time for a couple more phone calls, and she'll tell you what tomorrow holds. She's going to have a good day. Susie is.
I'll say.
But they're singing. It's Drew and Casey on Kiss FM. You're better than I. 98.9 KISS FM. Most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today. It is Drew and Casey, too, along with our numerologist, Sunita Sitara, in studio, telling us what tomorrow holds for you, if it's going to be a creative day or a lazy day. I wish I had a lazy day.
Yeah, well,
you didn't read mine.
I know. Well, let me write it down, because this takes a little bit more
math. I know, you've got to figure it out.
Yeah, I've got to figure it out. I have to figure out your year, then your month, and then your day.
Well, we both want to know, but we can get ours off the air.
Sure.
We've obviously got plenty of time, so.
Yes.
We'll go to line one, though. Mary, I know, wants to know.
Hi, Mary. When's your birthday?
December 23rd.
Oh, Mary, you are going to be having a birthday soon.
All right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay, so you are going to have a 3-day, and that you're going to need to start your day off with singing. That's what you need to do.
Singing?
There's going to be light vibrating out from you. You need to share your enthusiasm with people. Visit your friends, have them over for dinner, meet friends for lunch. You just need to go out and party all day long.
Oh, man, I want that one.
I know. It's a great day.
I wish I could. I don't think my job would like that.
Well, okay, at work you need to express yourself creatively, because your creative ability is going to be heightened tomorrow. You're just going to have lots of super ideas.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
And then maybe after work you can get together with everybody.
Yeah. After work, go out with your girlfriends or with your guy friend.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Just go out with somebody. It doesn't matter.
Yes. Or invite me and I'll go out to dinner.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah.
So just start the day singing, huh?
Yes, you do need to start singing in the morning. Now, see, no one wants to hear me singing, but it's okay. You should sing.
Hey, that's what showers are for, right?
Right.
Thanks, Mary.
All right.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
Thank you.
Started right. singing.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have time for a few more calls. 460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. We'll let you kind of catch up on some of your numbers, Sunita, and we'll take
great.
More of your calls next.
Thank
it's Drew
you.
And Casey on KISS FM.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way.
It's the most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today. It's 98.9 KISS FM. Drew and KC2. Sunita Sitara, our numerologist, is in studio, and she's got time for a few more of your calls this afternoon. We're talking about tomorrow and what kind of a day you're going to have tomorrow. I love how you only say positive things.
Well, you know, there could be things that could happen, negative things, but I really think it has to do with your attitude.
I agree.
So you need to kind of look at it and go, I could be really upset about this, but
sure.
I choose to look at this. Happy. My glass is always full. I don't even think my glass is half full.
It's full.
My
You're
glass
right.
is full.
You have something to drink in there.
Yeah.
I know.
If you go into a day thinking it's going to be a bad day, it's going to be a bad day.
It's going to be a bad day.
But if you go into a day thinking this is going to be great, it may turn out bad, but more than likely it's going to turn out great. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Maris. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We are doing great. We want to know, what's your birthday?
December 27th.
December 27th.
Yeah, do you have Maris's day, Sunita?
Yes, I sure do. Now, you are going to be in a 9 day, and that's going to be kind of like
my
the
day.
Same as Casey. Casey's going to be in a 9 day. So it's going to be where you need to rest tomorrow because it's always the ending energy, so you need to volunteer, kind of clean out your closet. Maybe you should just take the day off tomorrow, Casey. And
I
clean
agree
out your
with you.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let me know tonight, will you?
<'Cause>
so I
can
make some plans.
I got a closet I got to clean out tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
Well, hey, you guys could all do it together.
Tomorrow would be the best day to do that. Get rid of those things and just clean it up. And just maybe in the afternoon take a nap or something. I like taking naps.
Man, that sounds like an awesome day.
We're going to have an awesome day, Maris.
Yeah.
I'll hold down the fort while you guys are taking naps.
And cleaning.
And cleaning.
Yes, and cleaning, yes.
Thanks for the call, Maris. Have a good one, okay? Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. We have time for one more. Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. Stuck in traffic like everyone else.
Oh, no. What are you stuck on?
I just got on I-35 southbound from 44, and we were at a standstill, but now we're moving a little bit.
Oh, well, this is perfect time to find out what tomorrow holds in store for you.
When's your birthday?
Well, that would help.
When's your birthday?
December 22nd.
Okay, so this is going to be really great. You are going to be in a 2 day. And that's going to be where you need to be open to new ideas. You need to use your soft voice and not get mad at people.
Okay.
Listen to other people's point of view. That's very important. And you're going to need to be a peacemaker and be a go-between. And you might want to be a follower instead of a leader. So which one are you? Do you like to be the leader?
I'm a leader.
Oh, I knew it.
But use your soft voice tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow it's just going to have to be one of those where you need to be a follower and just let other people take the lead. You'll get a lot more out of that if you did that.
So I have to bite my tongue tomorrow.
Yes, I'm sorry, but it will be
okay.
Good.
It'll be worth it, huh?
Maybe you should stay home tomorrow, too, and take a nap.
No, she
or clean my closet.
No, or clean your closet.
No.
Okay.
I want you to be out there, and I want you to be the peacemaker. Show us that you can do that.
All right.
I can do that. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you for listening today.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
It was nice to see you. SunitaSitara.com or log on to 989KISSFM.com. And
Great.
The keyword is numerology.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
And we can't wait to have you back. We'll see you again in about a month.
Do you know what? Next month will be our 1 year anniversary.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Did you get me something?
Did you get me something? If it's next month, I'm a man. That means I have an entire month to wait.
He has 29 days.
He has 29. And he'll go out and buy something on the day off.
Yeah.
Of course he will. He's a man.
expect something from Walgreens. They have great last-minute stuff.
It's like that fresh car smell. Yeah.
Sunita, thank you.
Thank you. It's great to see you. See you both.
Thank you.
It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM.
First traffic on 98.9 KISS FM.
Good afternoon. We have a few accidents to report on city streets on your drive home. Broadway Extension southbound at